Hello, guys, and welcome back to We Apologize in Advance. And I'm Keen Kupal, and this is Mika Maldita. And we're going to start the show with a drinking game. Basically, what's going to happen is we're going to play Roxanne by the Police. And every time Sting sings the word Roxanne, we have to take a shot. So, Mika, do the honors. Fuck. Putang ina. Kinakabahan ako. All right.
Oh, shit. Wait, sorry.
All right. Tangina mo eh.
Dude, play it out of nowhere, so like, why not? Okay, let's go. Wait, Madiat.
Worst show on the internet, guys.
Go. Alcohol and water. Wait.
What the fuck? Seriously? In a world full of quote-unquote civilized people, two individuals have risen from the rubble with a mission to offend every single one of them. Hello, I'm Keen Kupal.
Hi, I'm Mika Maldita.
And we are happy to offend. This show is not for the faint at heart. Sex, alcohol, debauchery, you name it, we got it. If you're suffering from ropeness, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Now on with the show. And hello and welcome back to We Apologize in Advance. I'm Keen Kupal, and
Amica maldita, y'all.
All right, and we are back again for the dumbest type of news you can get on the internet. Before we start, cheers, everyone. Cheers, cheers. Cheers, Mika. Cheers. Kampai. All right.
Cheers, bitches.
I love me some good vodka. Sky vodka. Oh, and by the way, as you can see that we are wearing different clothes from the first video that we showed. After that's because after the drinking game, both of us got super fucked up and we couldn't even continue with the show.
The drinking game was Roxanne. So you take a shot every time you hear Roxanne. And after that, it was just over, man. Tapos ang inuman. Tapos ang fucking record. Dangina. Never again.
Sinayang namin yung oras.
Pero ako, di ako nag-give up eh. Hindi ako nag-give up. Ikaw yung nag-give up. So, safe.
Fuck you!
I mean, safe for me. Good for me. But like, not good for you.
Anyway, it's been like, how many days has it been before that last scene in this video?
Was it Thursday or Friday? I'm not sure.
I think it's a Friday.
Thursday? Yeah, Friday?
Yeah, basta ganun, before the weekend.
Yun, yeah.
And a fast forward to today, which is Tuesday. It's a Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Yep. And it's kind of what you call it? It's kind of a blessing in disguise that we recorded this Tuesday because some news on for the week got better and better. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go on with the first segment. And the name of the segment is called Woke Folk.
That's offensive.
All right, so woke this folk segment is about motherfuckers on the internet who are easily offended by the stupidest shit ever. And me and Mika will just talk about them and shit on them and laugh at them at the same time. So, all right, on with the woke folk. All right, so.
On with the woke folk.
On with the woke folk. All right, so first segment on the first ever woke folk segment, we are going to talk about this, which is Barkada Wine Restaurant. I mean, oh wait, sorry. Barkada Wine Bar, White Privilege plus Culture Appropriation.
Back at it.
All right, so what is this about? All right, let me show you here on the screen right now. All right. So here, basically, oh wait. Oh, there it is. All right, here, basically, this woman named Jessica Milete. It's probably pronounced as Milete. It's probably pronounced as Milete there.
Milete.
Yeah. All right. Jessica Milete, a Filipino residing in D.C., is offended at Barkada Wine Bar for using the word Barkada as the bar's name.
Barkada.
Yeah, Barkada. Basically, I don't know, a group of friends, right? All right. It seems it seems innocent and not offending. I mean, let's be honest, it's not offending naman talaga, right? Do you agree with me, Mika? It's not. All right. Let me point out what she's offended at. All right, let me stop the screen share. All right, welcome back. What happened is the bar, there are no Filipino items on the bar. Either food or wine. All right. There are no Filipino decor.
No, wine, mostly wine and cheese, right?
Yeah. Social tayo dito.
Social tayo. Like, oh my God. Tita's from Rockwell. Ganun vibe.
Basically, there is nothing Filipino about the restaurant. Just the name. And this is what the other thing that Jessica pointed out, which is no support going towards a non-profit benefiting Filipino Americans or back in the Philippines. All right. And that quote, this is what she said, all right? Completely ignorant and, of course, a privileged thought process. All caps, privileged. All right, another one. She also said, it's apparent you didn't do any kind of research. Barkada is a very casual word. Why are you applying it to your fancy aesthetic? Why are you applying it to your fancy aesthetic of a restaurant? Filipinos drink beer and liquor and eat pulutan, not wine and cheese. Okay, she is very angry.
Yeah, that's true though.
Yeah, it's very true. All right, she is very angry. She is very angry. All right. So, do you know what she wants?
Some notes mo. Anyway, carry on. Go,
look at the notes. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be a professional here. All right. All right. So, do you know what she wants to do? She wants the white folk to change the name of their bar.
Of the restaurant, the bar,
Wait, so...
Someone fucked up yun, though.
If they're going to change their name, ano magandang pangalan tingin mo? White friends.
I can't think of white friends.
White friends.
Pwede, white friends.
White friends.
White get together.
All right.
Let's all get together, my white friends.
Let's go to our bar called White Friends. All right. So, let's talk about the side of the bar owners. All right. Barkada Wine Bar is owned by a group of white friends from DC. Basically, a white barkada. White people. Take a shot when they say white people.
White people.
White people.
Wait, we didn't have a to start.
No, I'm not doing
for
that
the
again.
Drinking game.
I'm not doing that again. Fuck you. Okay, all right. Going back. One of the owners explained the reason for the name. He said, and I quote, I pushed for the idea that it didn't matter if our name was in a different language or not. I didn't want to call any pose or homies or click. Yeah, imagine if the name of the bar was like pose or homies or click. Okay.
I wouldn't go there.
Yep. Anyway, since Miss Jessica posted that shit and it trended online, the bar has posted an apology on their Facebook page and will be changing their name. Yep.
And that's super sad though.
That's the end of the story.
Let's give a round of applause for fucking Filipinos.
Cheers for the Philippines, motherfuckers. Cheers. All right. So, I just have I have some things to say about this shit, all right? So, Jessica, was it worth it?
I mean, tell me I'm worth it.
Come on, was it worth it, Jessica? Seriously. Was it really worth it? Was it worth your time and the effort and whatever the fuck
your energy.
You did? Your energy. Come on, was it?
Putang ina.
I mean, there's a lot of shit happening in the world. There's a fucking pandemic. And all you're gonna
and
think
she's
about
fucking
is
mad at that shit.
And you're mad at this motherfucking shit. Come on. You're a Filipino. Come on. Filipinos don't do this. Unless the people on Twitter. And that's a very Twitter thing to do. On Facebook.
It's Twitter and Facebook though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but Twitter is more fucked up than Facebook.
Worse. Yeah.
Yeah, it's worse. Very. Such a Karen move. Such a fucking Karen move. Come on.
Fucking Karen.
All right. So, This time, we're going to show you the comments of Filipinos on the said post. Because Jessica posted an update about the restaurant, that the restaurant was going to change their name and shit. So, all right, let's see what happened right after the issue. All right, so here's our white friends. And let's go to a different tab. All right, it's loading. Fuck you. All right, so yeah. So this is the apology of Barkada Wine Bar. I'm not reading that because that's a mouthful. All right, so some Filipinos have said, keep the name. I'm a Filipino and it does not bother me at all. All right, round of applause for this guy. Oh my God, we're friends on Facebook. All right. Wait, I think all of these comments are from my friends. Anyway, most relevant. Let's change it to... No, all comments. All right, never mind. So yeah, let's look at the other comments in this comment section. As you can see, we don't give a fuck. All right. Keep the name. See? Keep the name. It's not offensive nor cultural appropriation like white people say.
I honestly can't read anything. Like, at all. Hey, look, it's Ari.
Yeah.
Wait, from the GC, right?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, how can you not read anything but you saw Ari?
Dude, I can see his photo, but, like, everything else, sobrang blurry siya sa akin from this side. Yung comment section, but, like, I can see
the message. Are you drunk?
Gago, no, dude. No, it's not. I'm not the same, bro. All right.
Let's read what Freddy Tan said. This has the most likes. All right. He said, now that you're embroiled in this conversation, go ahead and absorb even more of the culture. It's okay to appropriate other cultures as long as it is done with respect. I believe you guys are coming from a good place and will not take this opportunity to learn more and incorporate more of the Filipino culture into your establishment. Smiley face. All right. Good luck in your endeavor and may it be a source of good conversation and education and nourish minds instead of just bodies. All right. Medyo woke yung sinabi niya. So, pero wait, I get his point. He has some points, but
yeah.
Come on. By the end of the day, these white folks just fucking use the Filipino word for the name of their restaurant. Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right, so let's read other comments.
Come on, man.
All right, so here's here's the update from Jessica Milete on their Milete if you're from there. Update July 31. The official statement from the National Federation of Filipino American Associations Capital Region. Wait, what? Such a thing exists? Seriously? All right. Anyway, the official statement from that motherfucking association has added to this article for those who are curious as to why this is problematic and the steps moving forward for Barkada Wine Bar to keep themselves accountable. All right. The power of social media, Barkada Wine Bar is changing their name. Congrats, motherfucker. It is a step, but their apology on Instagram was all fluff and performative. Don't worry, we're going to hold them accountable. All right, okay. Okay, let's read the comments here. Jules Milete. Oh my God, I think they're related. I think they are. All right. I tend to understand why overwhelmingly of our kababayans are critical to Jessica due to our enculturation throughout our lives from our community, school, media, and of course our families. Relatives, friends... Wait, never mind. Nakakatamad basahin to. I mean, let's be honest. These Milete people are from there and they're not from here. I mean, they have Filipino blood. I get it, but the putangina. Wait lang ah. The They're from Filipino descent. Come on, they're from Filipino descent. All right.
Yeah.
But it ends there. It ends there because looking at this girl's Facebook profile, I can tell that she probably don't quote me on this. She probably, I'm not sure.
Probably.
Right. Yeah, but she probably was born there, or was born here but moved there at a very young age and grew
then,
up there.
Like a very young age, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean.
Super possible. Guess yeah. I don't know, but like.
Yeah, in my eyes, in my perspective, she's more white than Filipino. I mean, don't you agree?
True.
She's more white than Filipino. Yeah, why?
That she's making her glamour shit like this.
Why? Well, because Filipinos don't act like that. Come on.
Huh?
Not all.
You do.
No. Not like that. Come on. If you get me, not all Filipinos, but
yeah, I guess.
In general. All right. I'll give you an age bracket. Probably mid-30s to above. They don't give a shit. I asked my dad
That's
about it.
True.
And he was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. It's like more on like the younger ones, talaga. They're just like so fucking. So we're affected by everything.
Tangina, technology made the world smaller, and somehow
that is true.
And somehow it also made the minds of other people smaller.
Smaller. Tangina, sobrang gigil. Putangina.
All right. Let's say this is offensive. All right. Let's say. Let's put it in. Let's pretend that it's really offensive. So does that mean that you know the restaurant Aristocrat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think white people should be mad at us for using the word Aristocrat for our Filipino restaurant. Right?
Guess so. It's
because it serves Filipino food, but it's named after an English word. Right?
So why the fuck would you get mad because of fucking burkada? That's wine and cheese. Problema mo doon.
Max fried chicken? Putang ina, Max!
Oh.
Putang ina, Max! That's an American name. Americans should be mad. And they're serving fried chicken. Filipino style. Not American style. What the fuck? See? Do you get me?
Spraksha. Stream. Wait lang. Spraksha. So, stream siga.
Stream siga by Keen Trinity. Putang ina. One more. Last example. Okay. Fucking Tokyo. Alright, sige.
Tokyo yan.
They serve Japanese food. But,
pero,
authentic ba yung Japanese food nila?
Hindi. Lasong Pinoy.
Tangina, meron nga silang item. Sabi, locally raised Wagyu. Like, locally raised Wagyu ang puta. How?
Tangina.
Locally raised
possible
Wagyu.
Pala
yun, is it really possible? Come on. Locally, sobrang sobrang gastos nun, pare. Magdadala ka ng buhay na baka sa Pilipinas, tapos ikakatay mo. Eh, gano'ng kadami yun? Tsaka, yung time para ma-mass produce yun, imagine mo yun. Tsaka, dapat sobrang mahal nun. Also,
oh, gago.
I think the owners of Tokyo aren't Japanese, right?
Gago, dude, for sure, tangina. Ikaw, they're fucking Filipino as fuck.
Oh,
as in, parang, they're just like fucking Filipinos that love Japanese food. And then they decided to like, oh shit, gago, man, gawa tayo ng restaurant. Tokyo. Parang, you know, yung mga sabog conversations na naging totoo.
See?
Parang ganun.
So, the Japanese people should be mad at us because we use the word Tokyo twice.
Tokyo.
On a restaurant that's not owned by a Japanese person. Tangina. So
funny
yeah.
No.
By the end of the day, cultural inappropriation or appropriation. or whatever it is, is kind of stupid given the context, if you get me.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
So, yeah.
Some cultural inappropriation is really bad. Like, you know what's happening in America right now, right? Or like, racism is bad in general, all right? But shit like this isn't mm-hmm. racism. It's basically a girl crying with her little keyboard back in D.C.
Nothing better to do with her life. Yeah. Like, you know, why not fuck it up or like meddle with shit?
Yeah, who probably hasn't even been in the Philippines for like, in probably a year.
The longest time.
Yeah,
not just a year, like 10 years, 5 years.
No, I mean, she probably hasn't stayed in the Philippines for 1 year.
For like a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically like that. I mean, let's be honest. Dali mo siya sa Cubao, tingin mo makakauwi siya ng mag-isa? Via commute.
Dude, actually, kaya. Because I met this girl from Liwak. So she survived on her own and then meeting everyone else.
Is she a white person?
Wala lang. She's white. She's from Europe.
Nice. Can I have her number? Joke lang.
Joke lang daw eh. But she's right. Solid. I don't know where she is.
Anyway, before we end this, I'd like to... I saw a comment the other day there. So isang post by my friend, Airy. Sobrang nakakatawa, gago. Hopefully, we find it here. Tayo na nag-comment siya sobrang last ng trip. Kaya, wait, alapin ko ah. Shit, di ko mahanap. Wait, tinan mo yung mga comments nila.
He commented kanina. Check mo. I can't see the comments.
So basta nag-comment siya one time. Nabasa ko. Sabi niya, you don't represent us. Tapos may gif ng person na nagka-clown makeup. Tapos sobrang dami nag-react, gago.
Puta.
Anyway.
Joke lang.
Alright, so that's it for Woke Folk. So, yeah. Basically, you guys on the internet who are super woke, because of you, we have more content like this. Thank you very much for
that
being
is
woke.
Very true. Yeah, so thank you. You guys
so
suck.
don't watch your words, because you're helping us. We're not helping you. You are helping us.
True.
You're making this show
very,
possible.
Very true.
All right, so lesson of the day for this particular segment is grow some balls, motherfucker. Grow some balls.
Grow some damn balls.
Oh my god, I just realized. Maybe some people might take offense to what I said with grow some balls. They'd be like, toxic masculinity and shit. Fuck you. You know. And my camera. My camera is not working. But anyway, let's go on. Oh, there I am. Let's go on a short break with my original song, because this is my show, motherfucker. Yeah, Keen Trinity Street. Keen Trinity.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
With my song titled Drama. And I will show you the music video. So enjoy. And we will be right back. Ubus na luha. Wala na kong mapapahid, lunok sa aking alam, di na natipid. Sigarilyo, naging apo, mga santo nagsitago. Wala, wala na kong drama. Wala, wala na kong drama. Nakasimango na ako naaakit. long suffering. Welcome back to We Apologize in Advance. I'm Keen Kupal, and this is...
And again, I am fucking Mika Maldita.
The lovely Mika Maldita, and we are your host for the show. And that song at the break was my original song titled Drama, Stream Drama by Keen Trinity. Yes, yes, I like to plug my shit.
If so, wala ka ng drama, stream that shit.
Yes, yes. And kung never mind. May sabihin dapat taong controversial pero wag na. All right. So,
No. Don't change the topic. Spill
fuck you.
Shit.
No. Wait.
Spill
we have a show.
Shit. No. Spill the shit and then we continue with the show.
Never mind. Gago. Don't do this. Anyway. Let's go to the second segment of the show, which is titled Sex O'Clock. Sex o'clock. Basically, in this segment, we talk about sexual shit. Straight, gay, or whatever. Or what kind of kinks. We will talk about it.
His kind of thing.
The more fucked up, the better. Alright, so. Better. For our sex o'clock segment, we'd like to talk about this. Alright, so. As you can see, mom drinks sperm smoothies to fight off coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's your kind of thing, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Putang ina. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, tamod para mawala ka na sakit, basically.
Truly. Somewhat for your health. It's good for you.
All right. So let's talk about this crazy woman. Tracy. Of course, her name is Tracy. All right, Tracy.
Such a white name.
Tracy, a mother of two, says she's not had a cold or flu for 3 years because of her concoction. What concoction, right? Concoction, which is made using donations from her boyfriend, and she takes 3 shots a week. Donations.
Good shit. Quote. Better than alcohol.
All right. Don't joke. Quote me on that. Quote her on that. Or, wait, wow. Donations. Donations. Natawa ako sa donations. Gago. It says in the article, donations daw. All right. So, she says that she has found a free and vegan-friendly alternative method to boost the body's immune system.
Body's immune system. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's true?
How about
wait,
you?
Yes, what?
What? What? Fuck you. How about what? You?
I wouldn't know. How would I know?
You're a chick. I'm a guy. How would I know?
I'm innocent as fuck.
All right. So let's go back to the topic. I'm quoting Trace here. She says, it is much better for the body to drink something that doesn't contain chemicals.
That is very true, though.
Yeah, it is very true, but
it's like taking in drugs. Ooh, I mean, taking in things that aren't, you know, that has chemical in it. More of like organic shit, which is so much better.
Yeah, organic lang tayo dito, pare.
Organic lang, pare.
Organic lang. Natural.
Natural lang. Wala halong chemical, pare.
Yes, love nature. All right, going back. Mm-hmm. And this is what Tracy said following that statement. It isn't much different to a mother breastfeeding her newborn to give them the nutrients that they need.
Okay.
All right. So, she says that cum is packed full of vitamins.
Is it though?
Is it though?
I mean, you get vitamin D, vitamin D.
Hey.
Vitamin C, vitamin cum, I don't know.
If we ever sell merch next time, I want that to be on a t-shirt. Vitamin D, vitamin dick, vitamin C, vitamin cum. Puta ina.
This shit
isn't scripted, man. Like, all the shit that Mika says, that's all like, biglaan na lang yung nasasabi. Putang ina. Galing ni Mika, gago.
And then nasa notes ko rin kasi I'm like fucking Kiani na nasa notes ko lahat.
Fuck you! Anyway, so going back. She also puts it on her face to clean up her skin.
Skincare! It's very true though. I mean, saks lang. I think. Daw.
Wait. Does she put it there or does the boyfriend put it there? Aha.
We'll never know then.
I see what you did there, Tracy. All right. The remedy has not been verified by the WHO. Obviously. I mean, come on.
I mean, if they do approve, that was my benefits, siya, and all that, I would.
Seriously?
Maybe. I don't
guys, donate your cum here right now. Donate your cum here. Just email us and I'll give it to Mika. Hashtag Mika Maldita cum shot.
We apologize, 69.
Yes, we apologize. Hashtag Mika Maldita cum shot.
Triggered si Rave, John. Triggered si Rave doon, gago.
Wait, bakit? Uy, tayo na mo. Wait.
No. It's not her, it's me. Basta. I made right. Kwento na about this. Anyway, carry on. Let's not talk about me.
Alright, so sometimes she keeps them in an ice tray dahil LDR sila ng boyfriend nila. Oh.
Okay, LDR. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wait, why would she though? Oh, Oh, yes. Parang yung aloe vera skincare. Alam mo ba yun?
Na parang, no. What's the aloe vera
you put skincare? Fucking aloe vera in like a fucking ice tray. Tapos your skin will like get better or like it's gonna be more whoo, whatever that word is. But like, yun. So well, parang the ice tray, you remove it, that's so skincare. So for her, it's tamod, not aloe vera.
Well, what if it's...
I don't know. That's well, shit.
Tamod is different from aloe vera. I mean, same sila ng consistency and shit, pero...
Yeah, tas it both makes your skin soft. Now, kasi, syempre, after.
Wait.
I don't know.
Imagine may situation na to, ah. Diba? She puts it in an ice tray and na-freezer. Yeah. Na-freezer, diba? So, paano pag may pumuntang bisita? Tapos...
Gago, serve mo yung ayas on fucking tamod ayas.
Hindi, like, paano pag...
Yawa!
Like, this bisita was, ano, parang mikasa-sukasa thing. So Tracy is in the bathroom, kunwari naliligo siya, diba? Or doing something in a different room. And Tracy said, hey, make yourself comfortable. So, this, kunwari, this neighbor or friend was like, making herself comfortable by making her or herself a drink. And she got the ice from that ice tray.
Gago, yawa, yawa. What if, like, imagine if di na lasa yun na. So parang, casually you're drinking my drink with some ice, but like, it's fucking made out of fucking tamod, putang ina.
Well, at least the friend is healthy. Quote-unquote healthy.
Healthy.
In Tracy's healthy. Perspective, healthy siya.
Kasi diba, for vegan shit, I don't know.
Yeah, vegans. Alright, so going back, Tracy said, it is best to consume semen as close to production as possible to get the most nutrients and benefits. Instant, basically. And the quantity depends on how hydrated her boyfriend is. Quantity.
Oh.
Kung gaano kadami. Kung gaano siya ka-hydrated.
Pero, edi mas okay pag may pineapple juice tapos quantity tapos quality. Pero, I don't know.
Wait, ano meron? Wait, have you tried it? Mm. Mika Maldita come
shot. I wouldn't know.
Hashtag Mika Maldita come shot.
I wouldn't know, bro.
All right, and this is the last quote from her. She says, the smoothies aren't any different to drinking honey and lemon water when you have a sore throat.
Pwede. Daw. Possible, maybe.
Cum smoothies, everyone. A round of applause for cum smoothies. Don't worry.
Okay, ad.
All right. So I must show you the shit that she makes. All right.
Mush. Oh yeah. Not show shit. That shit, bitch. Show the fucking cum, whatever. Cum smoothies.
Look how beautiful that thing is. Jesus.
That looks super kadiri, but at the same time, I think it tastes good. Pero hindi kadiri talaga.
Look at my reaction right now. Why does it taste good, Mika?
Depende. Daw. Di ko lang. I wouldn't know. Remember, I'm innocent. I am a child.
You are innocent. All right. These vegans need to stop. Not everything that is
inaano ka ba?
I mean it's not verified by the World Health Organization, man.
That's what if they were thing. True though? If they were true, like what if like totoo pala?
I mean ako kasi sa trusted ano ako, trusted sources with studies
Source.
Ako lagi.
Yeah,
I mean mali mo. Pag nasobran ganyan, poisonous pala. Alam mo yung ganun? Tayo na.
I don't think so, though. I think it's very healthy.
From what I've heard before.
Kasi, I mean, if like fucking, if you drink lots of pineapple juice to the point that your cum tastes like pineapple, oh, it is safe yun, diba?
Wait, have you tried pineapple tasting cum?
According to source, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hashtag di ka maldita cum shot.
You know. In a hand. You know, you never know. Try mo, inom ka ng pineapple juice. Tapos, pachupaha. Tapos.
Anyway, so let me remind you guys that she is doing this to avoid coronavirus. Wait. Fight off coronavirus. I mean, so basically, paano pag nahawa siya? She'll drink more cum smoothies than before. Is it like
good
that?
For her then? Most I mean, likely.
You know,
she's gonna be drinking more. It's like alcohol. You drink more and more.
Imagine the boy. Imagine gaano ka stressed yung boyfriend niya. Pag nagkaroon ng coronavirus yung babae. Tangina, I love you. Don't die on me.
Only
don't
joke die, on gago, me. Puto na.
Die on me. Do not die on me.
Tangina ha, gago. Gawain mo yan, no? Relate ka kasi talaga.
Excuse me, bite ko dun. Anyway, you know what helps to avoid coronavirus or COVID-19? A fucking face mask, a face shield, and social distancing. I mean, di ba?
No. Tayo ng social distancing. Hindi naman totoo ang puta. Tayo na.
Bakit? Paano mo nasabi?
I just know someone. That doesn't follow the rules.
Oh. Tayo na. Tayo na. Tayo na nun. Anyway.
Tayo na talaga nun, gago.
Tayo na, man. Imagine mo to. Imagine the sex these two get, though. Like, imagine the pressure. Like, tangina gago, don't waste a drop. Not a single drop, pare. It's for our health. Tangina. Oh, tangina ito. Ice tray. Oh, tangina. Diba?
Puta ka na. Ito na. Ready na. Puta ka na.
Uy. Nahulog. Wait. Nahulog. Dilaan ko muna.
Sayang. Dilaan mo.
Tangina. Sayang. Imagine mo yun, gaano ka stressed yung sex nila? Gaano ka hassle?
Kind of sad nun, gago. Like, you just had sex for that.
Tangina,
it's like having sex with a toxic relationship.
No, it's not toxic. It's organic. Eh!
Organic,
not toxic. Eh!
Tangina ka!
At least it's organic.
Keep it organic, bitches.
Gago. Wait, imagine mo yung ice tray. So, yung ice tray nandun sa tabi ng higaan nila. Lagi.
That's weird.
Like, hey, I'm going to come.
Paano kaya yan? How is that gonna work out?
Baby, I'm almost going to come.
Imagine, bakasi diba may different sizes.
Almost gonna come. Nasabi na babae. Wait, let me get the ice tray. Ooh, here's the ice tray. Come on, come here. Thank you, baby. I love you so much. Don't waste a drop. Oh my God, it fell on the bed. Let me lick it.
Yawa.
Cheers.
Tayo mo, gago.
Cheers to cum smoothies, everyone. Cheers to cum smoothies.
Cheers.
So what are our finishing remarks for this dank ass topic?
I strongly believe that you should keep it organic. Tapos walang halong chemical.
Organic, everyone, organic.
Keep it organic.
Keep it organic and illegal. Wait, I mean it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Some place.
Mm-hmm.
It's legal.
All right. Mm-hmm. So that ends our topic for 6 o'clock. We're going to take another short break. And during the break, we would like to play a music from my friend Jared Mendoza with this song titled Lavender. Stream it on SoundCloud. Yeah, Lavender.
Stream that shit, bitches.
All right. So anyway, that ends our topic. Enjoy this song by Jayad Mendoza. Again, it's on SoundCloud. It's titled Lavender. So
Lavender.
Goodbye.
I'm glad I had you.
And we are back to We Apologize in Advance. And that song we played earlier was Lavender by my good friend Jared Mendoza. And all right.
Jared Mendoza.
And all right, we go to our third and final segment, which is going to be called Meanwhile in the Philippines.
Meanwhile in the Philippines. So.
All right, so. If you're a Filipino, then you probably know what's been happening in the Philippines right now. Nope, it's not the pandemic.
And it's been pretty solid.
Nope, it's not the whack government. It's Jumanji in the city.
In
the city. Basically, what's been happening is there have been wild animals on the loose on the city. There's no sighting in Mindanao, but in Luzon and Visayas, the major cities have had had sightings.
Has been like
of wild animals.
Fucking wild animals going crazy.
So basically, what happened is in Cebu, there was a pig on the road.
A pig. Yeah.
In Iloilo. There was a pig. There was a cow on the road. Sorry, cow.
I didn't know about this, Gago.
Yeah, there was a cow on the road. I will show it later. And oh wait, there's and in Alabang, the South Peeps, yung kung saan nanggagaling lahat ng mga konyo. In Alabang, there was a peacock on the loose.
That's very true. Wait, no shit. I didn't know about this, Gago. Anyway, yeah, carry on. We'll figure it out. We'll find out what. Been happening.
And finally, our favorite, two ostriches have been on the loose.
Has gone loose
in a
Quezon subdivision City. In Quezon City.
Yes. Yeah. And I will show you what happened. First, I'll show you the pigs in Cebu. Here. So here is the pig loose in Cebu. There isn't any video that's available on the internet. So yeah, this is the pig in Cebu. I mean, look, pig runs loose in Cebu City flyover. What the fuck? It's on a flyover. What the fuck? Nagulat ako dun, ah. After that, let's go to the cow in Iloilo. Putangina.
The cow.
Did you see that shit, putangina? Let's play that again. Tanginang yan, oh. And here is a peacock at Alabang. And yep, this is posted so by Chico. Putangina gago. May peacock sa subdivision. Pero to top it all off.
Majestic.
And here's the ostrich from Quezon City.
Ah, ostrich!
Wala kang ID, hindi ka
pwede lumabas. Wala kang gate pass. Hindi naman yan lumilipad, di ba? Ang dami nila dun kanina, hindi nila mabuhat yung isa eh.
Wala kang gate pass, hindi ka pwede lumabas.
Natatakot yung kotse.
Parang gate pass, ang puta. Puta.
So, look what happened to this. I don't know if this is the ostrich na isa, pero look what happened after. Itong inagago. Kawawa, gago. Look at that. That's the ostrich right there. And let's look at another video. I think this is the other ostrich. Yeah, kawawa.
There's the other one though.
Tagina. Alam sa trip kago. All right.
Wait, is this the same village that your Lola lives in?
Yep, it is. It is, actually.
Like, sure ka ba? Like, sure ka? It's your Lola's yes. village.
Yes. Like, nakita ko pala yung bahay. Alam ko na yun yung isang bahay doon. Alam ko nung yun yung ano, village ng Lola ko. Taira. I just wish I was there nung time na yan. Taira. Like,
yung... Sobrang sorry though if you witnessed it. Like,
yung papa ko, sabi ko, tinanong ko siya, sabi ko, what if you saw the ostrich? Like, we were living there and you saw the ostrich. Like, we were outside and you saw it. Like, he would run down. Like, matik takbo. Like, no shit, gago.
Matik takbo ang buta. So, you would matik takbo as well, though.
Yeah. So, I guess you might be wondering how the fuck did an ostrich get inside a subdivision. So, Mika, you do the honors of talking about the law for us.
Of the what? Server fucking law, apparently. If you're wondering if taking care of ostriches is even legal, yes, it is. Why? Because on the Republic Act number 9147, the possession of wildlife is illegal unless the person can be prove financial and technical capability and facility to take care of the animal. So, putang ina, if kaya mo alagaan yung putang inang hayuf na yun, why not? If you have the money, if you have everything you need to take care of that fucking animal, why not? So, also, a fucking doctor said, fucking Dr. Rona Rose Sinaon. Sinaon.
Rona Rose.
Tayna gago. Super hantoy. Anyway, but yeah. She's like the DENR's Biodiversity Management whatever. I'm getting
you're fucked up. You're fucked
explains
up.
Explains that fucking ostriches though are fucking pwede to be your fucking pets. Kasi as long as yun nga, kaya mo and like you have a certificate of like wildlife registration.
Basically, kailangan mo ng papeles.
If you can take care of that fucking animal, why not? Oh, yeah. Syempre, kailangan mo ng papeles. If you want like a fucking tiger or whatever, parang si Chavez sing son. Puta yun na. Jello, sorry. Nabring up ko siya, pero your lola has a fucking tiger.
Right. I've been to his place. I've seen the tigers. Tana, scary shits.
I would pet the tigers. Like, hello. Oh shit, I dropped my phone, sorry. Anyway, I would like, hello there, animal. Hello. I would hug that animal.
So
yeah, that's pretty much it. So parang
that was last weekend's news. So it's a good thing that we got too fucked up last weekend because what happened this week lang, you know what happened to the ostriches? The other one died.
Oh yeah, I heard about it. Like, I saw it on Twitter. Yeah, and the other one, they fucking ate the fucking ostrich.
No, the one that died, they ate it. Hulaan mo ano luto.
Oh wait, akala ko they ate the other one.
No, they ate the one that died.
I won't guess. Died. Just tell me. Yeah. Tell me how they did.
They turned the ostrich into an adobo.
I put adobong ostrich.
Adobong ostrich.
Adobong manok.
No. Have you eaten ostrich?
Hindi pa.
I'm assuming. I mean, by other people's
wait, have you? Di ba you have?
Yeah, I have. So, sa pagtingin
how
nyo,
is it?
It's a bird, right? Like? It's a bird. Tingin nyo bird. Yeah. So, automatically, isipin nyo parang chicken or duck or a pigeon. Basta yung ganun, yung lasang ganun. Sobrang layo.
So, it doesn't taste like chicken or anything at all?
It does not. It tastes like beef. And the texture is beef. Like,
amazing.
Parang konti, parang, From my perspective, wala akong natikman na iba. Like beef, like you can
so
tell,
beef talaga.
Yeah, you can tell me that you've cooked me an ostrich steak and tell me it's beef and I would automatically not doubt you. Yeah.
No, no, it's ostrich.
Yeah, cancel kin kupal because I eat ostrich. Fuck you, that was one time. And I would do it again, tangina, because it's delicious, all right?
You do it again. Okay.
Yeah, but I won't eat
bat
soup.
Wait, where did you try it though?
Probinsya. It was like 5 years ago. I can't
remember. I thought you were like 5 years ago. Kala ko you went somewhere else, like a different country. But you tried it here pala.
Yeah, it's in the Philippines.
Is it in your province or hindi?
From what I can recall, I think it was in Mindanao. Maybe Mindanao, Jensan.
Mindanao.
Yeah, basa far from Manila. Oh, by the way, Jensan has good steaks.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a place in Jensan where like sobrang mura lang ng steak, tas ang kapal. Anyway, going back to the ostrich story. So yeah, adobong ostrich tayo na. Imagine that. So imagine mo beef ginawang adobo. So ano yung beef steak? Ano ba difference ng beef steak sa adobo?
Beef steak. Yung onions.
Ano ba difference? Onions? Seriously? Yung lang ba? Anyway.
Onions. Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko sure. Hindi ba? Or yung lasa.
May tanong lang ako ha. Paano nakalaya yung ostrich?
Pico, it was their time. It was like, fuck y'all. I'ma get out of this fucking thing. I'ma be free. I'm a free bitch.
Free bird, pare. If bird, I leave it tomorrow. Literal na free
hits.
Bird gago.
Oh, bravo. Ito.
Free bird. Ang ina. Gago, literal free bird.
In a certain gago, like imagine when you were like fucking like nakakulong or whatever for the longest time, tapos this fucking one time nakalabas ka and you're just like free bird.
Free bird intensifies gago.
Oh, oh god.
nasa utak nung ano nung ostrich tara ede gago yung solo parang sa ano
para
sa Kingsman. Go. Para sa Kingsman.
Ah, sige, para yung solo.
Yung tarutututu, tas tumatakbo yung ano yung ostrich. Oh shit.
Yawa.
Fuck, I should have edited that. Like I should have made a video na tumatakbo yung ostrich tas yung guitar solo ng Freebird nagpa-play.
Yeah. Do that.
Tangina.
So, on point yun, gago. Tangina.
Wait. Tangina. Gusto ko lang, ano, matagal na akong nakapunta na ako dyan, pero tagal na akong di nag-stroll. Pero, from what I can recall, sa subdivision na yan, kahit minsan wala akong nakita ng ostrich. Kasi iniikot ko yan eh. Inikot ko yung lugar na yun dati nung bata ako, even nung high school ako, inikot-ikot ko yan.
Or what if nakita mo siya before when you were younger and you were just like,
dude,
I would
remember it. Kasi I mean, yung isang bahay nga dun sa subdivision na yun, may pool, naalala ko hanggang ngayon eh.
Siguro kasi mas interested ka sa pool kasi sa ostrich. You were that kind of kid.
Pero there was a house there. There was a house na meron silang blue macaw. Rio.
A what?
A blue macaw.
A blue macaw?
Yeah. Alam mo yung
sa
movie na Rio?
Sa house nala?
Yeah. Nasa loob ng cage. It's basically
yeah.
A very rare bird na nasa cage. So yeah, may ganun doon sa subdivision na yun. Pero never in my life have I seen an ostrich there. Tangina.
So, mas sober ano pa sa yung ostrich. I mean, I would feel the same if I saw it then. So, parang...
Pero, the thing is, ganito nangyari. Yung yung driver namin, tsaka yung isa namin employee, pumunta doon kasi hinatid ng driver namin yung lola ko doon sa bahay niya na yun. Tapos napansin nila para may commotion. Mm-hmm. Like may namoblema na homeowner. Tapos, ayun, parang madaming tao. Pero wala sila nakitang ostrich. Tapos the next day, na nakita ko sa Twitter, ay na, subdivision namin to ah. Kasi may nakita ko, sabi nung ano nung tao namin niya, ah kaya pala madaming tao.
Yeah, wow.
Ay, di na. Pero sa tingin mo, bakit sila nagmay-ari ng ostrich? What why do you think did they own an ostrich?
Siguro there's parang they're one of those people that parang like, you know how like when you go shopping and you're just like, ooh, I fucking need this. I want this. I need this. It's something I would, I don't know, something that would give me or like make me feel things in the future. So I need to have this. Bring it on.
But it's an ostrich, not a squirrel. I mean, not a hamster, a dog, or a cat.
I would want one though. Like, imagine my putaina. Imagine having an ostrich. Parang, I'm not sure if that 70s show yun. Na may episode na may ostrich na parang.
Oh my god.
Since super annoying nala. So imagine my putaina. If you hate your fucking neighbor, fucking get one. Para putang ina.
Looks like observance. I think you hate your neighbors, don't you?
Sort of, yeah. Because they don't like my morning music, and they get mad at me for playing music too loud or like too rock. So, tangan niyo.
So stream siga, motherfuckers.
Stream siga, putangin.
Sabi ng papa ko, the ostriches were like baka ano daw yun, like they were breeding it tas they were selling the meat. I mean, medyo gets ko yun.
Kawawa.
Hey, it's good meat.
Stonks though. Yeah.
Stonks.
And stonks.
Stonks. Gago, if ever they were though, like we would want to find the place and and buy some meat, man. Dude, ostrich meat. Ostrich meat is good. Like solid
Gago,
talaga.
Gago, contact mo yung ano, yung dude. Just ask.
I think we'll contact the ano, the fucking management of the subdivision. Wait, talking about exotic meat. Have you tried crocodile meat?
No.
It tastes like chicken. Like it literally tastes does. Like imagine.
Parang, I think I'm not prepared to try anything else. Kasi parang, I don't know. For me, parang, they're just, you know, part of like nature and all that shit. But, like,
fucking hippie.
I know what gago. No, but like, I want to try it, but at the same time, hindi. But at the same time, oh, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Alam mo yung lasa niya is chicken, diba? Pero yung texture is like, ano, beef. Imagine that. Sobrang mind-fucking. Sobrang mind-fucking talaga, pare. Like, pagkagat mo, uy, gago baka. Tapos pag nalasaan mo na, uy, gago manok. Putang ino. What's this? A new sensation, pare. Putang ino.
That is you.
Yeah.
You're you.
I'm very much a foodie, so I like food. Basta wag sushi. I don't like raw stuff.
Weird.
So
not weird.
So that's the end of our third and final segment titled Meanwhile in the Philippines. Wait, hikabaw. I mean burp pala. Alright, we are good. Finally. Gago. Finally, we are done. We are fucking done with the second episode of We Apologize in Advance. Thank you very much to the people who are still watching right now, because I know some of you guys have already stopped listening or watching.
Are we done?
Yeah, we are done. And again, this is We Apologize in Advance. Like us on Facebook, Follow us on Twitter.
Putain
nyo. Subscribe to us in anchor.fm and of course Spotify and other podcasting apps out there. I mean, let's be honest, most of you guys are listening.
Everything, pretty much everything.
Yeah, it's either Spotify, watching on YouTube, or Facebook. All right, so again, I've been Keen Kupal. What? Wait. I'm waiting for
And I've
you.
Been Mika Maldita.
There you go. And she's been Mika Maldita. And
it's choppy. Sorry.
We are signing.
I said it already.
Off.
Flagging.
All right.
Off. It's time to get drunk.
Yeah, it's time to get drunk. All right. So, bye-bye. See you again next week.
And
bye-bye.
Adios, amigos. Suck my dick.